loud. He's going now. And it is Avoiding People.
With Don and MJ.
Yeah, episode. I don't even know what it is.
I think we're on 15 or 14. I don't even know.
Crazy.
I'm really upset about this.
What?
Did you see Alice in Wonderland?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would be all over that.
I am, and I do want to see it, but I know that it broke the opening weekend record that Avatar set, but that's...
No, it didn't.
It did.
Really?
First night it got like 44 mil, second night it got like 45.
But no one likes it now.
Well, yeah, but it does. All the reviews are mediocre, but what you got to understand is that Avatar changed everything as far as 3D movies goes. Like, everybody is going to see everything in 3D now because of how great it was in Avatar, even though it's not going to be that good in other movies.
Right.
And those tickets are at least $12 a pop. So
was
that's
it all
why,
in 3D? I thought only part of it was in 3D.
Well, I couldn't tell you because I didn't see the movie, but I'm imagining that.
Imagining parts of it were?
Yeah.
It's like when I saw Harry Potter in 3D, all of it was in regular, and then at the very end it said, put on your glasses now. And then we put them on, and then it was 3D.
No way.
It's for the end fight with Voldemort and
that's such a
Dumbledore.
Weak-ass fight, too.
It was. Well, the worst part was people were confused as to whether it was supposed to be in 3D, and they had their glasses on the whole time, and then they took them off, and they put them on, and they're like, where is it? Because there was no warning as to when you should put them on. It's in the beginning, it should have said, hey, wait until the end, and then you can put your 3D glasses on. But everyone would have walked out and be like,
yes,
fuck this.
True.
It's like
I just
half...
spent all this money.
Right, for the 3D. And it wasn't that great of a 3D.
It wasn't that great of a 3D. It wasn't that great of a fucking movie, okay? You don't rate Harry Potter 6 PG, okay?
Easy.
It was a fucking horrible, horrible experience for
wow.
me.
Wow.
They really fucked up the end.
You're really angry about this.
You have no. That's like my favorite Harry Potter book. The 6 is the best. Yeah. Don't say that.
Horcrux.
Sounds like a Jewish curse word.
It does sound like one. It looks like one.
Get your horcrux out of here.
Are you just doing... Oh, by the way, StarCraft 2 beta.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I heard
I played
that.
It.
Did you?
It's a lot of fun.
I'm not into those real-time strategy
well,
games.
That's because you're a faggot.
It's because I have things to do with my real-time.
Right, like what?
Like play games that aren't in real-time that I can actually achieve things in.
Like what?
Like Oblivion.
Yeah.
And I get achievements. And
well, Oblivion just takes your entire
life.
Right.
I have a little life and a in character in there, and I can farm.
There
were
these
stuff.
There were these parents in South Korea, or well, Korean. I don't really care. But they, well, the Koreans.
They were yellow,
probably, and they were prosecuted for child abuse because they only fed their baby once a week. Once a week, and
fun,
they,
right?
And they, well, here's the thing: they were spending
I mean,
most
they
of their time.
Appreciate food.
Well, they were spending.
Everybody else is getting obese. You get food
they
once
were spending
a week, kid.
Most of their
it.
Time in an internet cafe, taking care of their cyber baby on like whatever that game is,
no
Second
way.
Life, whatever. Yeah,
that is what they did.
Yeah.
They neglected their real child in favor of their what Tamagotchi.
Well, basically, yeah. Well, the other one's not going to be a disappointment. That's the best part because they
can
control
you can,
as to where it's going
to
go.
Whatever you
exactly.
want to.
They want it to grow. They go ahead and. Make
you want it,
grow. It
to be a six-fingered pianist?
Have you ever done Second
I'm
Life?
I'm pretty sure that baby died, actually.
The cyber or the real one?
The real one.
Nice one. With the cyber, you just press restart and you're fine.
Even so, if they really cared about it, they would have been depressed for like a minute.
Yeah. Restart.
Exactly.
Right.
Boop. Start over from scratch. I didn't really like my the characteristics I gave him anyway.
Right.
Now I'm going to do things differently.
Right. Rounder eyes.
Yeah.
It's going to be much better. Did he really die, the baby? That's bad
that's,
times.
That's depressing. Well,
it's like my
speaking of another depressing
AIDS.
Baby. Yeah.
That was my. I can't believe I came up with
happy
that song.
Birthday
name.
AIDS.
Happy
just
birthday
for songs
AIDS.
That have been cut from the radio.
I'm really going to come up with that.
Congrats.
Lyrics
yeah.
for that.
Go, you can go home and tell your mom about that one.
I'm going
put
to.
It down the fridge.
She's not going to be as excited as I am.
Really?
Though. Well, she's not ready.
Another thing that got me though was this 3-year old I think got shot in the chest because her parents went into suicide pact and they were all afraid about global warming and the dad shot her in the chest. She's 3 years old. Shot himself and the wife. They died. The 3-year old survived for 3 days with a bullet in her chest and she's still alive.
What a terrible. What?
What a beastly 3-year old. Huh?
Well, maybe it's a fatty. And that's why I could
it's
survive.
It's hard to be that fat at 3 years old.
Apparently
you
haven't seen Mari.
Stop a bullet.
You haven't seen Mari then.
I haven't
Because I've seen some fat babies.
Some fat
on
babies
my,
on
oh
Mari.
My gosh. They're
really?
About like maybe 100 pounds and they're like 4 or 5.
No way.
Yeah. And it's just like all fat.
Blub.
Yeah.
They are
roll.
Like, they are like a love
fat
sack.
The, yeah,
like well, they just park it anywhere and they're
well,
like
they
a chair for somebody
than
else.
They actually walk.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll make it a point to watch Mari.
You really should.
What else is going on in the world besides...
There was that lady who was shaving
killed.
Her vagina.
That's
and,
right. Crashed her car on the way to Miami.
Yeah.
It's like, what were you... She was just, you know, going to the Keys and
well,
she
maybe,
really just didn't feel
yeah.
that she was smooth enough.
Well, yeah. And she was on a time limit. She had a certain schedule
time
and
share.
She couldn't fit in... Well, she was on a schedule and she just realized, oh my gosh, I didn't fit in shaving vag.
I didn't
on the
smooth myself
right on the thing, and then yeah, there you go. And then she had to you know work it in into the car.
Well, fuck her. For multi. I mean, texting while you're driving is bad enough. I'm not saying I don't do it. I do it all the fucking time. I text while I drive.
Are you serious?
I text while I'm drunk and driving.
Well, you shouldn't joke about that because you got pulled over for drunk driving as well.
I shouldn't joke about that. It's not funny anymore.
No, it's really not.
But one day I'll stop.
Do you?
And
really,
the point is that I don't shave my badge while I'm driving. That was the point I was making.
That's good of you.
Okay.
Do you really text and drive?
When it's an emergency. Like, I will be there in 15 minutes.
Right, that's the emergency.
Make sure the Keystone's cold.
The Keystone?
Keystone Light.
What is that?
It's a beer, and you wouldn't know about that, would you?
I don't drink beer.
Apple teenies. Now, hey, here's something for you. You were at a beer fest this weekend. Somebody who doesn't drink beer.
It wasn't really a beer fest. It was like an Irish fest.
$40, and it's like all the beer in the
world? It was Miller Lite, and it was Miller Genuine Draft.
So it wasn't shit beer. Any kind of a fest. $40, and you get MGD and Miller Lite.
And you can get, I think, red wine if you wanted.
Could you get like a midget to piss in your mouth, too, if you wanted to?
You know, here's the thing. I don't like beer, and so drinking this was bad enough. I can accept an okay beer. Like, I can drink that, not Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Good.
That's all right. Blue Moon or whatever. And I can drink that.
Blue Moon's good.
It's good.
Those
tastes
are good beers.
But I can stand those.
Yeah, of course.
I cannot MGD or MGD Light.
I think it's funny, though. Like, my brother is, you know, he lives in, like, a college town. And so he's gotten to a point now where, like, he literally asks for Bush Light. Well, like, when I offer to go
beer?
Get him out, like, you know, when I offer to go get him, like, a 30-pack or something when he's in town, he's just like, yeah. Just go get me a 30 of Bush Light. And I'm like, are you sure you don't want anything else? Are you sure you don't want, like...
Yeah, PBR.
Something good?
Right.
You know? Sure you don't just want water instead? And he says no. He would like Bush Light.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad for your brother.
Sad
but that's what
everyone,
happens when,
I think.
That's what happens for everyone when they go to college town. Because no one can afford anything.
It's
so they
cheap.
Just, yeah. And the dorms or whatever. Yeah. They have that. They have shitty beer. And they have... Are you saying bye to someone?
To Greg.
Oh, okay. Well, you just wave your little finger hands. It's good times. But yeah, so I went to this Irish Fest thing or whatever, and yeah, it was just shit beer and all that stuff. It was bad times. It's $40, too. Here's the thing. This is a friend of mine, and she wanted to go, and she had a couple of guy friends, who were really fun, but it was $40 for a shitty time.
I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't shitty time. It was shitty beer, and there wasn't that many people there. It was like, you know, semi-crowded for Navy Pier. And, yeah, it was $40. That's a lot of money.
Last Wednesday night, I went to Chasers, which is a bar that's not far from my
house. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome.
We don't ever hang out outside of...
you know, Shane asked
me
that
once.
The other day. Shane asked me that the other day. He was like, how often do you and MJ hang out outside of class? And I was
Like,
not very often.
Never. We tried it a few times. It didn't work out. I don't know why.
It just doesn't.
It just doesn't work out.
But the point is that I only spent like $12, and I got you know, like two Captains on the Rocks and like a bomber of Fat Tire at Chase. Oh, and it was karaoke night on Wednesday too, which was hysterical. Two people did a rendition of Summer Nights from Greece, a guy and a chick. I don't think I've laughed so hard in a long time.
Really? Wow.
It was very funny.
Are they Asian?
No, they were white, I think. Wow. But two also did this one of, what's that picture song? With Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow.
What?
And it was like better. You never heard the song?
No. I try to avoid Kid Rock in all instances.
That's what I said too. But this the song that they did, the karaoke version, I thought was actually better than the original.
Yeah.
I was like, the whole bar was like just erupted. They were like, whoa,
really?
Are they playing the song or are people singing? But they were actually singing.
That's good stuff.
It's like when karaoke really just comes alive.
Speaking of Kid Rock dated Pamela Anderson, right?
Yeah, he did.
Or was it Tommy Lee Jones?
Both.
Oh, well, whatever. I was thinking to myself, if I was a female celebrity, you know what I mean? Because I'm a guy celebrity, and when I become famous, or if I'm famous.
When you become famous, you will be a guy celebrity.
Exactly.
What if you were a female celebrity?
No, here's my point. If you're a guy celebrity and you become famous, all you get is blowjobs, right? You don't have to work for them, you know what I mean? You're never eating pussy unless you like to do it, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's true.
Right. Girl celebrities, do they go down on guys all the time? Or are they just like...
They're fucking better.
A female celebrity dating a regular guy, is she going to go down on him? Because if I was this female celebrity, I'd be just like, yeah, you're going to go down on me the whole time, and
that's
I'm not going to...
That's an interesting point.
You know what I mean?
Probably. I would imagine, I mean, if it's...
And then you think to yourself, I'm getting blown by Kesha. This is great.
But they're so hot. Like, I definitely wouldn't mind either. Like,
I wouldn't mind either, but I wouldn't imagine that they would want to, you know what I mean? It's a chore for them. I would imagine. You know what I mean? So I would think that they would not even bother. They'd just be like, are you going to blow me? Are you? Oh, my God. You're going to go down on me. You're going to go down on me the whole time.
Okay.
So you know who I'm talking about. This is a female's lover. You're going to go down on me the whole time, and then I'm just going to lay there while you bang me. That's what...
And I'm not going to orgasm. I'm not going to interact, and don't expect me to, you know, get excited at all.
Right.
But when you're finished, you know, just leave.
Right.
Okay. It sounds like a great relationship between the two. But since you brought that up, my God, I was just leaving the house today. My brother's got a desktop picture of Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, she's looking good.
I would definitely eat her out, like, without even being asked.
Really?
Without her, you know, giving permission. Like,
right.
I would just knock her over.
That's called rape.
No, penetration is rape. I would just be, you know, twiddling.
I think you can orally penetrate someone. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm sure it can happen.
Orally penetrate?
Yeah, when your tongue goes...
Not to make any kind of a difference.
Well, a penis or, a tongue.
No, you couldn't bust a hymen with your tongue.
You'd be surprised. Gene Simmons could, I'm sure.
Probably, but that's like a cow tongue, isn't it?
Gene Simmons is a huge asshole, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
You never
heard him interviewed?
No.
Oh, he's a huge dick.
That's probably why he's banged so many chicks. Women love assholes.
Yeah, well, part of it is, you know, him being in Kiss and being like, you know, 70 but still wearing the makeup.
True.
You know what I mean?
Still
and
probably
then,
gets all kinds of ass.
Yeah, well, definitely. But I'm sure he wears the makeup while he's doing it. You know what I mean? Because if they see him without it, he's just this Jewish gremlin.
Old.
Right.
A decrepit Jewish gremlin.
Right.
The real Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Women, think about that, okay, when you're about to bang the guy from Kiss. What he really looks like.
Well, they have the makeup on or whatever.
They do too?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, it's all disgusting.
I saw Adam... Who's that? Adam Lambert? Is that the guy?
Yeah, the gay guy, the gay American.
He's got
Adam.
A lot of bronzer going on or something.
Bronzer?
Oh, yeah.
Was it like fake tan?
Yeah.
Gross.
Like up the wang. And I don't know why I phrased that.
Because
up the
gay.
Wazoo, but I didn't want to say up the wazoo.
Oh, I see.
Remember that? Everyone
up the wazoo?
Do you still say that?
No.
I don't think
I ever did.
I told you I want to bring back a rope-a-dope.
And dork.
I'm bringing back dork.
Right.
It's coming.
And you want to bring back rope-a-dope.
I do want to. Who wouldn't?
Rope-a-dope never went anywhere.
Well, I want to use rope-a-dope in other contexts besides just boxing.
Hmm.
Like a teacher rope-a-dope me, and now I have to do this goddamn assignment.
Now she's going to prison.
Well, no, she rope-a-dope me, now I have to do this assignment. All my partners didn't do anything, so they rope-a-dope me into doing this assignment. You know what I mean? Rope-a-dope
is too long.
Why?
Wrangled for that would be better.
Wrangled?
The teacher wrangled me into this assignment.
That's a jeans.
Wrangler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a gene.
That's someone who wrangles. Is a wrangler.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what?
What?
Rope-a-dope will not beat wrangler for that verb usage.
I am getting so pissed off the people outside.
Me too. I can't even focus.
I can hear them, and I'm just thinking,
whatever.
Oh, shut the fuck up, kids.
Yeah, I know. But,
Oh, my God. No, StarCraft 2 is fun. I don't know why you don't like StarCraft 2. Or RTS in any kind of games.
Yeah, I just never really got into those.
I don't like console games. What's the last movie you saw?
I watched this movie called The Lookout. It's from 2007. Jeff Daniels is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
mm-hmm.
who was recently in G.I. Joe and 500 Days of Summer.
I'm sure that was great.
He was from Third Rock.
I know who you're talking about.
You
yeah.
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Him, he was in it, and Jeff Daniels,
any
like
good?
I said. It is very good.
Mm-hmm.
He plays like a stud, basically, at the beginning, but he gets into a car crash like with his girlfriend and with like two other people, and he gets like thrown like 90 feet, and so the rest of the movie, he's got like brain damage, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And he can't like sequence stuff. He can't like remember things very well, and sometimes he has like problems, you know, with coordination. These people, you know, he's been living like that for like a year. These people from his high school and stuff like come and kind of befriend him. The one chick, the redhead from Wedding Crashers, Isla Fisher, Sacha Baron Cohen's wife, she's in it. She fucks the dude. They don't really show anything, but it's the point is that after that they rope-a-dope him into helping them with a bank robbery.
Thank you for using
like,
that.
No problem. He like mops up the floors at this bank at night, and so it turns out they were just, you know, making him feel comfortable around them so that he would let them in and do their bank robbery shit.
A twist.
But you know, he uses his like backward sequencing thing to.
So it's like Memento.
Not really, even though I haven't even seen Memento. But
so you don't know
it's similar. It's similar, but he doesn't have to write stuff. He writes stuff down to remind himself, but he doesn't tattoo it on his skin.
It sounds like Memento.
And he can remember some stuff. Okay, well, you know what?
Memento, he remembers his mother. Or his,
well, he has a blind friend in this. Jeff Daniels is blind.
Well, it's completely different, though.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And Isla Fisher's in it.
You're welcome. Yeah, good. What was I saw? I saw Spider-Man. It's not that good anymore.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I saw it on HBO. It was not as good as I remembered.
No, of course. Not after 2. Dude, Spider-Man 2 is one of my... It's a great fucking movie. It's great.
Vindicated? The song?
Oh, we should, no. Yeah, that is in that, isn't it? The ending credits.
Yeah, I'm going to use that.
Even so,
for opening.
It doesn't change the fact that it's a good movie.
Yeah, that's all right.
X-Men 2, another hero movie.
Sequels always are better than the third, which is why they're going to make Michael C. Caine or whatever, the guy from Dexter.
Don't say the Riddler. They're not going to do that. No,
yeah, they are.
That's just a rumor so far. It's not confirmed.
I confirmed it right now on this podcast.
Don't do that
because
you know, people are going to be all, you know, flipping excited about
what,
it. And hey,
eight people?
You don't think I'm excited about that? If that was a possibility, I would be fucking excited, but nobody's confirmed that yet.
Well, I just confirmed it.
Okay, well, stop. All right.
I'm moving past it. This is confirmed. I have my sources.
Has anyone seen Inception? Have you seen Inception?
No. Well, that's with Quentin Tarantino. Or who is that with?
Leonardo DiCaprio and Chris Nolan's the guy who directed.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, is it good? Did it come out?
It came out.
Oh.
And
I haven't heard anything about it.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Which tells you probably not very good.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's great. You know what I mean? Like, you heard a lot about Alice in Wonderland, and that was shit.
Because it broke Avatar's record. That's why.
Well, you heard about it because there was a lot of hype around it.
You know what I want to do? I still got to see Avatar.
I haven't seen it either.
Really?
Yeah. I don't feel changed. You know what I mean?
I feel like I've missed something.
I have a friend who saw it like 9 times,
yeah,
and she was like obsessed with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. There's a whole cult of people like Darkon. Yeah. They are, you know, they just sit there and whine about how they're never going to live in a world as great as Pandora or whatever, and they're like, okay, well, you know, in 10 years when it doesn't happen, let's all kill ourselves.
No, they didn't say that.
No, they didn't.
But they're probably going
to kill. It'll eventually come to that.
I really hope they do kill themselves.
It's true.
They're just waste of space.
You might as well just...
Think about
you,
this.
You, all the old people that aren't doing shit, and the people that play Darkon and don't work... You guys can just, you know, take a long walk off a short
Here's
pier.
My, if they're out of the world, then that's more jobs for the people that are unemployed.
Jobs, space,
you know what I mean?
Food.
That's right.
Women, all good
oxygen.
Things. Yeah,
you know,
all
it's
good
like
things.
Old people. You know what I mean?
Old people, indeed.
Yeah,
it's like getting.
I don't know
out of
what
here.
I don't know what they my grandmothers dance. Are bringing to this world anymore. You know what I mean?
Old wives' tales is what they're bringing.
Well,
and
even those
recipes that would otherwise be lost, like my mom's 7-layer bars.
She could write it down and done. She could just not.
I don't think I could ever make those the same way.
Write it, make a video of it, and then you're done.
Even so, there's a lot of character.
Okay, besides 7-layer bars, is your mother bringing anything else to the world?
Yeah, she is.
Like
my
what?
Mom, not my grandma. That was my
your
aunt.
Grandma. Your
my
grandma.
Grandma. Yeah, she, you know, she pays for stuff. She orders like Polish care. You know, like.
That's in the trust fund that she's going to give you.
She's not giving me any kind of trust fund.
Really?
Really.
I'm probably sure when
not.
She dies, she's going to give you some
not
money.
Not at all. She's probably just
she's
like,
using
she's
it all up
shelling
now.
It out right
what
now.
Is she thinking?
Well, I don't know. She's just doing her
Where
thing.
Where does she live in, like, an apartment? Like,
she lives
in a hovel?
House by herself.
A hovel?
No,
a hovel.
Not a hovel. A house.
I like that word,
a
hovel.
Nice house.
Yeah?
Like Bilbo's house in the Shire. From
that was
Rings.
A shitty house.
It was nice for a hobbit.
Yeah, your grandma's not a hobbit.
She's getting short.
Yeah, what is that about? They always they get up and then they just
they shrink.
Curl down.
I wonder why old people shrink. I really do.
I think gravity takes its toll and their bones
Maybe.
Just can't do any more
I think
damage.
Their bones, you start to lose density and so thus
I
they shrink.
I think you're just making that up.
I think it's true.
Well, if you think it's true, I think Michael C. Caine is going to be the Riddler.
Michael C. Hall.
Oh, is that?
God, if you're going to make a
Who's Michael Caine?
Claim.
Oh, Michael Caine. I think Michael Caine is going to be the Riddler.
Michael Caine.
The old guy.
Michael. Oh, God, yeah,
yeah.
If only. He's already Alfred, though.
Well, that's the twist.
That's the twist
in the tale.
That's the Shyamalan
right.
twist.
Yeah. It was like, oh, what?
There's a movie. M. Night Shyamalan's got a new movie coming out with that Last Airbender, you know, thing, that Nickelodeon series, the Avatar
uh-huh.
series.
Yeah.
The one with, like, the, you know, all the elements.
Another Avatar?
Yeah, except it's not the same
There's
water
no
at
bending
all.
Of air.
All the whole time, it was just M. Night
Shyamalan, farting.
Like, the whole time it was just M. Night Shyamalan sleeping or tripping on mushrooms.
Right, they pull back to M. Night Shyamalan dreaming this,
yeah.
and they're like,
"It's like whoa!"
Twist in the and then they go,
"I'm still into you."
And then he goes to a producer's meeting and like says, "Like I'm going to do this amazing movie," and it just keeps cycling through.
And it's just a bunch of different cardboard cutouts of him in different positions,
yeah.
sitting around the table,
right.
and he's
right.
like, "Okay, everyone agreed? All right, great."
That's when he breaks the fourth wall, looks at the
looks
audience
directly at the camera,
and
that
says,
"He has set up himself.
Your life is a twist." That's the twist.
True, and then he shoots the camera, and
right.
you're just like, "What?" happened?
And then it says, "Cast." World.
Cast world.
World.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, world.
Population. Like millions.
Millions.
I think it's in the billions nowadays. India's 1 billion. China's 1 billion. We're about 300 million everywhere else.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of strange, don't you think?
What?
Like about how India and China keep growing exponentially, and yet we have been 300 million for the last like 15 years.
No, we've been growing as well. Believe you me.
Small.
The trail of the trash. your parents have been growing our population like nobody's business.
You ass. No, I told you they took preventative measures.
It's too late. Well, they're already at 12.
It's true, yeah.
Hey, is it 12?
No, it's 11.
Oh,
and they didn't.
Sorry,
they didn't even have all those kids. You know, my steps right. brought some
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah,
it's just.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
oh,
like,
my a relative of mine. She's buying like a condo or something like that with her boyfriend. Whatever happened to marriage? Are people not doing that anymore? I got a coworker who's getting pregnant and probably gonna live with her parents for a good long while. I got a cousin who's gonna be, buying a condo with her boyfriend. I mean, are we just not getting married?
I think people are afraid.
Am I?
And also, it's not even that they're afraid of it. It's that divorce is so rampant.
So they figure I'm not going to add to the statistic by never getting married.
No, they probably will. They're just taking their time with it. Like, think about, you know, part of this problem you keep talking about, all these, you know, babies and stuff, is that people get married too early. And they just kind of like, and then they have a bunch of kids and they're unhappy and then they get divorced later and then they, you know, restart and have more kids and shit.
I would have no problem if anyone got, if our divorce rate was 75%, I wouldn't care if there was none of those kids beforehand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that doesn't happen.
I know.
See,
that's
they're like,
the problem.
Oh, we're unhappy. Wait, you know what? Maybe if we bring a kid into it, that'll fix it.
Right, exactly.
And they're like, well, this one didn't work.
I'm sure the women think that. I'm sure women go, right.
They definitely do. Some of them, I'm sure. You know, like that's just kind of a thing. It's like, well, maybe once we settle down and have kids.
Right. My husband and I are having trouble, but if I get him attached, super attached to me with a kid, right. Now he has to stay with
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
What was that sound?
That was you.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That was weird. I made that. Oh. I taste it now.
Yeah, but either way.
Yeah. Shouldn't we stop this?
Yeah. I don't know how, though.
I'm going to write a book.
I'd read
it's
it.
Called Abort It.
You know, I asked definitely the stupidest question of anyone that has ever asked
what?
In the history of people. One time, this was a couple of years ago though, and you just reminded me of it. I was, you know, talking to a girl, and you know, it was actually, you know, like following, you know, some sex, you know, swiftly. So it was, you know, pillow talk, and we're just just shooting the shit, and all of a sudden we started talking about abortion. And
oh my god!
I asked her. And it was already out of my mouth before I was thinking about it. You weren't aborted, were you?
First of all.
You weren't aborted, were you? And then she just, you know, kind of took a second and just looked. And I was like, I just started laughing raucously. Like, I was just like rolling around the bed, like kicking the covers, just like, ah, because of how stupid of a question
that was.
That was
really dumb. Although, to
it's
be
a,
fair.
It's an impossibility.
Well, to be fair, they did try. That was on Always Sunny Philadelphia. Remember Charlie? His mom told him once she tried to abort him and it failed. So you have a point.
Well, I never saw that episode, but that's a hysterical premise.
Right, it is. It's rather funny.
I tried to abort you, but the doctors failed.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. That
is pretty funny.
Hmm.
Abortion.
It would suck, though, if the baby held onto it and got pissed.
What do you mean?
Just like at the world.
What do you mean, held
like
on to it?
Well, I mean, like, if he's a really super smart baby,
right,
and he just remembers the doctor, like, oh.
Right, sees those forceps trying to grab his head, and he's, like, dodging it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And he just then, later on, he grows up to remember it, and he becomes, you know, like, Ong Bak, and he just takes on the world.
That wouldn't be bad at all. It'd be great if he filmed it.
Yes, if he filmed it.
Right. How much would we forgive serial killers if they filmed them?
If they filmed what they did?
Right.
This isn't Dexter.
If they did it cool.
Yeah, if they
you know what I mean?
Cool, yeah,
right, like Dexter,
no,
like
a lot, yeah,
you know what I mean?
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
They don't have the cinematic mindset that
Dexter
has.
Right. Dexter knows what's going on.
He knows who's watching. He knows
that
he's doing it for the benefit of the viewers.
I think it is a documentary, right?
Yeah, I think it's a real thing.
Okay,
it's
good.
Just, you know, him walking around.
I'm glad.
Doing this thing.
I'm glad.
But speaking of walking around and doing the thing, I gotta get out of here. I'm sorry. This is a horrendously weak and short podcast, but I'd like to personally thank Pat Ritchie for stepping in and doing his thing.
Pat Ritchie, you are right. He's not even hearing us, is he?
He
Pat
is.
Ritchie, you're the best.
Yeah, see,
okay.
There he is.
He was responding.
But yeah,
it's like shooting
a
dead person.
You could do that to relieve some stress. I do it in video games all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has been
avoiding people. Oh, you know what? Hold on.
What?
We always forget this.
You
and
can
subscribe
us.
To us and
subscribe.
Email us. And I've never gotten a goddamn. If I get one email from any listener,
we will mention it.
I will go ecstatic, and I will say the entire thing. If you tell me,
do you hear this? You will be on the podcast if you email us.
Yes, I will. If you tell me to say fuck like Obama and then I'm going to go murder him.
True.
If you tell me to say this,
all the dirty words in there that you'd want.
I will say this.
Like happy birthday AIDS.
I am that.
You could write the entire happy birthday AIDS song. In fact,
you probably should.
I would even go as far as to say is that the best happy birthday AIDS song will be read over the air.
Of the three.
Yes, that are, of the that three are submitted. That we'll get.
Right.
So that's your assignment for next week.
Right.
And
so,
until then.
Please email us at avoidingpeople@gmail.com.
Yes, and as always, thank you for
subscribe
listening.
Subscribe to us, please.
That too.
Yeah.
And again, thank you, Pat Ritchie. And
yes, you've been an amazing person. Thank you, Don, for just being this great co-host. You've been a great guy, all along.
Well, thanks.
You know what I mean?
You're not too bad yourself.
I wonder if people can tell who's who.
I doubt it.
Probably not. We do sound very similar.
Yeah, pretty much. So
this has been Avoiding People.
With Don.
And MJ.
You and me, I'm thinking the same way.